and welcome to another episode of Function Junction. My name is Simon Timms.
And I'm Eric Fleming.
And today we're going to talk about testing functions. So I feel like we've kind of rushed by this in the past. We've just kind of said, hey, you can test functions as if they're just any other class library.
Yeah.
And then I went to test some functions, and it turns out there's a couple of like tricky things that you have to get right before it will just work. So let's do an episode on how to do it.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. This is a this is kind of a big thing because, you know, we, like you're saying, we talk about how, you know, oh, you can, you know, you put your Azure functions into the solution with you, and then you can test them and everything. And like you're saying, we just kind of brushed by it. So this is a big thing. This is, you know, just another, you know, instance of where these Azure functions, developing them locally is going to be really nice. And the fact that you can test them just adds to it. So let's do it.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about unit testing it, and I'll take you through the steps that I took, except that it should only take us 5 minutes instead of the like week that it took me to figure out. Okay, so I have here a standard function. This is our like normal function that we always see. So we're just doing an HTTP call, and if you just do like while loop function, then this is what you get. So HTTP is probably the most complicated thing to test, so let's go ahead and do that. So I added a new test project alongside of this, and initially I tried just including the Microsoft.net SDK functions assembly to get everything that was necessary to do function testing in here. That does not work, and the reason that it doesn't work is because functions, when you go and build them, they kind of get pushed down one level too far. So if I go back up to this testing project here, so this is the actual function project. And then you go into debug, on that 461. And in a normal .NET project, you would expect to see your DLLs here. And they're not, because they're actually pushed down an additional layer into another bin folder. So it's like bin debug, .NET 461 bin. And that's done as part of a post-build task, which is included as part of this SDK. So we can't do that, because if you just include that giant project, then everything in your testing project is pushed down one level too, and none of the test runners find it by default. You could probably reconfigure your test runners, but I don't know how to do that. So what I ended up including was a couple of the packages from within this. So if you go and explode this .NET SDK one here, and you can see that it drags along with it a bunch of different stuff. And I found that what was sufficient for doing what I was doing was just to include Microsoft.ASP.NET.WebAPI Core. And that is because that contains this create response extension method. So that's an important to have. And then the Microsoft.Azure.WebJobs. So that contains a few other things that are necessary to do this testing. I also just used XUnit because XUnit is awesome. I'm using 2.2.0 for this, which is, I think, just like the latest release version of it. And then I'm using the XUnit runner Visual Studio, which allows XUnit to tie into the Visual Studio test runner over here. But that didn't work either. So I ran into some problems there with extension methods missing. So in order to fix that, I pulled open the project file here for testing.test, I know inventive naming. And in the first property group here, I added these two flags here to generate binding redirects output type true and auto generate binding redirects. So that's going to kind of automatically generate the binding redirects that you used to get a lot of in your .cs projects to like synchronize various different versions of stuff. So that allows the extension methods to be tied in properly. So then I drop over here to this function test here. So this is the test which is associated with the awesome function. And what we're going to do here is we're going to new up a brand new HTTP request message. So this is sort of a higher level construct than I would really like to test with functions. So I think probably if you're going to do a lot of stuff inside of a function, your actual function itself, you'd want to make it as skinny as possible. And then any business logic that you're actually doing with a function, you put that in another file or another class, and then you call into that. So then you can do better testing on that stuff, because testing around HTTP response message, like it's HTTP responses have always been tricky to test with, and like HTTP stuff, but it is better now, but it's still not 100% there. So try and test as little as possible here. Basically, anything that's testing the actual function surface area should just be testing all my inputs and outputs okay from this, and then any actual business logic somewhere else. Anyway, so I created a new request here. I have set the request content to be a JSON string. Yeah, so we're just going to pass in name and my name because I am a narcissist. Then I'm going to set the encoding to UTF-8, and I'm going to set the content type here to application JSON. Then I'm going to set the configuration here to just a brand new configuration object. Request by default, or the HTTP request message by default, just has null. So it's going to give it like a brand new one here. We don't have to set any properties on this or anything. It's sufficient to do. We just pass in the default. Then I'm going to go and run the function. I put in a fake TraceWriter here, which is just an empty implementation of TraceWriter, because I don't really care what gets traced. I just want to make sure that the function completes successfully. Whether you test logging, that's a good question. I'm not going to cover it here, but there's some good debate around that. And then we're just going to call the function itself. I'm going to await the response from it, and I'm going to make sure that the result equals hello, Simon. And this looks a little bit weird because what gets returned is actually a JSON string, so it's wrapped in quotation marks. So let's go and try running that, and hopefully it continues to work. So we'll go and build that. You can see I've got verbose output turned on, because I had so much fun with this.
Oh, you had to go to that level.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
All right. So this test is running now, I hope. Yeah, there we go. So that test completed successfully. So that was what was necessary. So I guess the takeaways are, if you're going to do testing with functions, Xunit is awesome, because it always is. You need to include at least these two packages here. I also included should.fluent, which gets me this like fluent syntax here, right? To blah, 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 dot should equals. It's just an assertion library. It's entirely up to you if you want to use that. You can use the built-in Xunit asserts if you wanted to as well. Assert.I don't know. I don't use these very often. So equal. And then you could just do the same thing as above. And then the other takeaway is to include these two little bits here in the property group. So we'll put those in the notes down below so people know to use it. And I'll link to the GitHub issue that talks about doing this. That should be it.
Cool. I think there's one other thing. I'm not sure if this is the right episode to really talk about it, but you had kind of touched on, you know, in your function, kind of making it a little bit, you know, slimmer down, where you move that code out into something else, into a core project, into, you know, anything like that, you know. And I think, you know, it's important to note that you can do that with Azure function, you know, building your Azure functions. Like, you can still do everything the same. Like, you know, if you're creating an API, you know, you would pull some stuff out into a core project, you would, you know, inject it in, you know, using dependency injection, and then like your API test would be like, you might have a test that was, you know, checking the value, and if it was not what you were expecting, you'd return a 400 or 404 or 400 or something like that. Like, you can do the similar, keep the same principles that you would with these Azure functions, and now, you know, with the ability to test them, you can do it all the same.
Yep, absolutely. I don't think there's any problem in doing that sort of separation. This project, this function project, is just a .NET 461 full framework project, so there's nothing exciting about it. So you can just reference other class libraries easily. The next version of functions looks like it's going to be targeting .NET Standard 2, so that should make things even easier.
Right. But
yeah, no problem following standard engineering practices with this stuff. Obviously, with a few minor caveats around getting your testing working.
Right.
Okay. I think that's everything for this episode.
All right.
Do you have more stuff?
No, we're good. That's awesome.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us on this episode of Function Junction, and we'll see you next time.